You're listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast with Kyra Carlin. Learn to love you as you are now and quit waiting on someone else to tell you who you are. Be you unapologetically. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast. I am Kyra Carlin, and I'm so excited to bring you some more of my tidbit information today. I'm going to go ahead and warn you. Today, maybe a little fired up, because I know when I start talking about my goals, my success, and the amount of effort put into it, it kind of gives me a little bit of passion, a little bit of fuel for my fire. So this might be a little stay tuned episode. So I'm going to talk about the idea of success and kind of comparison. This is going to be a preaching session. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. So I think a lot of people look at success as a limit, as in if someone else has success, that means it's already taken and I need to go find my own and I have to go try something completely different. I have to reinvent the wheel. I have to do everything on my own because I need the credit. This is a lesson that I am very hardly having to teach my 8-year-old. Of the difference between selfless and selfish. And I think this goes with success. And I kind of am like, why have I not thought of this before? So I am an online health and fitness coach. So I have monthly accountability groups where we have daily accountability. It's super fun, simple. You have it's accountability basically to show up every single day. So you don't eat like total crap. You move your body, you know, do the workouts, drink our shakes, do what we call unicorn powder. It's our all natural pre-workout, and it's just here for accountability. And I have been told over and over and over all of the excuses why other people cannot be successful at this. If you don't know my story or if you're new here, I have been doing this since January 2016, and I have successfully lost 97 pounds. I went from a size 19 plus to down to a size 2. I have did a bikini competition, and then I also have gone back up from there to a size 6 of just living a healthy lifestyle and not being obsessed with my food, not feeling overwhelmed all the time. It has just been an actual life changer for me, which is why this is my business, because I'm so passionate about it. But besides that, I share my story every single day because that's part of my job. I want to be able to help people. But when you have a lot of support, a lot of encouragement, you also have a lot of naysayers and people who want to come at you with excuses. Well, I can't do this because I don't have $180. I can't do this because I don't have any time. I'm a mom. I am a wife. I have all of these excuses why they can't do it. So my thought was, okay, let's do a free group. Like, let's do it to where I'm taking all the excuses off the table. I'm giving you your workouts for free. I am doing all of the planning for you. I'm telling you what the meal plan is. I'm telling you how to eat. I am giving you everything that I have for free for one day. You just have to show up. Here is the freaking kicker, friends. It doesn't matter how much stuff you get for free. If you don't see the value in it, you're not going to show up. I gave free information, free workouts, free meal plans. I mean, free inspiration, all of the things, and still had people who didn't show up. And that's fine because I know I'm working towards my goals and it's not my job to show up for them. But it was the limiting belief that they cannot be successful because it's worked for someone else. They have to make themselves the exception, or they have to feel like they have to reinvent the wheel because they are known for being miserable. How many times have you made yourself miserable because you feel like when you're miserable, you get stuff done? Like, I feel like if I'm not under pressure, I don't finalize my project. If I don't do this, then I don't get it done. How many times have you set yourself up for failure on purpose? Because then you could talk about how, well, it didn't work for me. Well, it's easier for you because how many times have you started your sentence to talk about how much better it is for someone else? You won't give yourself two freaking seconds to actually be successful because you haven't practiced preaching yourself. What you've practiced is saying, it's hard for me. I have to give up because it's easier for her. You know how to say those. You are a muscle, right? So your mind is a muscle, your body's a muscle, and muscle has memory. Your mind will recreate what it knows. It knows misery. It knows negativity. It knows how to make excuses. It knows exactly what you need to hear to not succeed at your goals. Because in your mind, you think success is limited. Well, if it worked for her, it won't work for me because. Friend, there is no limit on success. If someone else is successful, that should be your gateway to see like, okay, if it worked for her, that means I can too. What if you turned it around on how much it works for someone else and that's why it won't work for you based upon what you see? Why don't you change that to like, she did it, so why not me? That is why I show up every day. I show up regardless of my situations. You guys, I am busy. I am a mom of an 8-year-old who acts like she's 18. I am a bonus mom. I have 2 kids who live at home with us. They are 13 and 17. And then we have 2 other bonus kids who live across the country. It's a lot of shit to take care of. It's the remembering, like, who has this? What's going on here? When is this birthday? What do this person have going on? I have all of that on top of being a wife to a fire chief and also a full-time worker and running a full-time business, being a friend to all of, you know, my coaches and my challengers, being a coach to all my coaches and my challengers, be a leader to all my coaches and my challengers. Not only that, stepping up to the game of remembering other people's needs upon my own. I have every excuse in the book to tell you I can't do a podcast. I also can't run a successful social media business. Instagram, whoa. Got a little excited there. I don't exactly know if I'm going to say I'm running a social media business since I just use a platform for mine, but I run a successful business through my social media every single day. I show up. I offer coaching mentorship. I offer leadership mentorship. I literally offer everything that I know for others. I don't keep anything to myself. I don't have a scarcity mindset. I don't think if she's successful, that means I can't. I think, let me help her be successful so I can cheer her on. Let me help her get to her goals so I can say good job. I love being able to be selfless. But let me tell you, it's super, super easy to get caught up in being what you would call selfless and becoming selfish. If I was to do coach mentorship or run my challenge groups or any of the part of my business so I could get credit for it, friends, that's not selfless, that is selfish. And I've had to go over this with my daughter multiple times in the last few days. You cannot be doing something and hoping to reap the benefits from it. You have to do something and hope it helps them. It has nothing to do with you. You can help more people if you quit thinking about what it's going to do for you. Quit worrying about what your paycheck's going to look like. Quit worrying about how this is going to look on your resume or your bank account or anything else. This is your job to show up for them. I firmly and God's honestly believe that if you start putting other people's needs for their first coming, like if you make them the first priority, then your goals will start happening faster. But if you think, how can I do this to reach my goal? It's gonna backflash at you. You're gonna have repercussions. You're gonna have to be the one picking up the pieces. You're gonna have to be picking up all those pieces that you thought you built so strongly. Instead, why don't you just focus on helping other people so you can be successful? Being successful means you're helping others. It doesn't mean you've done it all on your own. So quit trying to reinvent the wheel. Quit trying to make the excuses. Quit trying to be the person who does it all, because eventually you're going to be the only one at the end of your finish line if you keep pushing everybody away so you're the one in the spotlight. Think about it. At the end of a play, a show, they have a couple people come out and they like do their like, oh, thank you so much. I forgot what that's called. You know, where they walk out and they do the bow and the curtsy. You have a couple people at a time, couple people at a time. At the end, the whole show steps up and does a bow. Because in this world, it doesn't matter if it's your business. It doesn't matter if it's a new company, if it's a friendship. It does not matter what you're doing. We are not made to do this alone. But if you run your life and your goals and you spend your energy being selfish, you're going to be standing there at the end of the tunnel, and then you're going to be blaming everybody else. You're going to blame, well, they're not here because they did not help me because. Friend, why don't you just help them and quit worrying about why they're not helping you? When you would quit worrying about how this is going to benefit you, you're going to get so much more out of it versus thinking that success is limited. Success is scarcity. Success is something that is only done for those who help themselves. That's not true. If you would stop focusing on what everybody else is doing and just start helping them, you're going to be a hell of a lot farther in your goals than you were when you were trying to do this and plug along and chug along on a train all by yourself. So I'm going to challenge you today. Why don't you try to look at whatever goal you've been reaching towards, whatever you've been waking up every morning and having set, like if you get up every day and you're like, I want to get to A, B, and C. Hopefully it's just A, because you can't chase three rabbits. Whatever it is you're waking up for and trying to get, whether it's a weight loss goal, whether it's a fitness goal, whether it's a business goal, whether it's a relationship goal, you have to do one step in front of the other, and you have to be thinking about how others are going to benefit from this. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.